Alice in the Middle, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Alice said that everyone in your family is a total loser. At last, she stopped talking. I didn't know what to say. Why would Alice betray me like that? Why would she tell Hazel, of all people, about my mum? Maybe what Hazel said was true. Maybe Alice had never really liked me at all. Maybe she just hung out with me because I was handy, because I lived next door. I could feel tears coming to my eyes. Everything went bright and blurry. I so did not want Hazel to see that she had made me cry. I shook my arm until she let go of it. Then I pushed past her and took a few more steps. Hazel called after me. Now you know the truth. Alice has hated you for years. Get over it, why don't you? Now, rivers of hot tears were pouring down my face. They were dripping down my cheeks and into my mouth. I had to get away from Hazel. I just had to. I had to find someone to help me. I had to find Gloria, Sarah, Sam, or even Alice. Anyone who could make Hazel stop. I started to run down the stairs. Hazel was running after me, taunting me, saying even more horrible things about Alice and me. It was a huge curving staircase, the one Alice had slid down on our first day at camp, that day long ago when I'd been so happy. The stairs seemed to go on forever, like an enchanted stairs in a fairy story. I was almost halfway down when my foot missed a step and I stumbled. I reached out and grabbed for the banister. My fingers brushed the smooth wood but couldn't grip it. I lurched forwards and lost my balance. My shoulder hit the edge of a step. I rolled once and gave a small scream as my elbow cracked hard against the wall. Things seemed to be happening slowly. One of my shoes fell off, and I could feel my back getting grazed as it slid over a step. I heard a voice calling, "Megan!" And then I rolled again and hit the tiled floor with a dull thud. I felt a sudden sharp pain in my head. And then everything went black.